everybody. This is Danny from Paso Tile and Stone, where elegance is made affordable. You know, actually, people have told me, I miss your commercials. Well, this commercial is a thank you commercial for all the contractors. We have 35 regular contractors that buy from us consistently. Thank you to them. Thank you for the homeowners for all the repeat business. We had a great year last year, an increase of 33%. So thank you for that. How about we celebrate by giving you prefabs for $99? We have tile for 99 cents. We have luxury vinyl for $1.99 to $2.99. We have buy one, get one free slabs. So come on down to our showroom for our tile and slabs, 3850 Ramada. And for luxury vinyl and cabinets, please come to 447 North Main Street, Templeton. Blessings to you and your family. Thank you.
Tachi Palace Casino Resort presents an unforgettable summer of live entertainment. Catch country sensation Warren Zeiders on July 2nd, R&B legends Boyz II Men on July 9th, island favorites Kolohe Kai on July 25th, Aaron Lewis on August 8th, the world-famous Gypsy Kings on August 15th, and comedy superstar Bert Kreischer on September 18th. Tickets are on sale now at TachiPalace.com. Plus, save $5 on each ticket purchased on-site with your Premier Club card. Only at Tachi Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore.
The following is brought to you by G. Weeman Construction, general contractor, specializing in winery and commercial construction. G. Weeman Construction, building America.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Thursday, July 2nd, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Candidate filing period for November 3rd general election begins July 13th. CHP entering holiday enforcement period this weekend. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds this morning, then sunny. Highs in the mid-70s. It's 53 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Paso Tile and Stone on Ramada Drive and Cow Meadow Lane. Call or stop by. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
KPRL News is brought to you by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. The candidate filing period for the November 3rd general election in San Luis Obispo County will open July 13th and run through August 7th. The clerk recorder's office says the filing period will extend for 5 days for any office in which the incumbent does not file. The general election includes offices for candidates advancing from the primary, as well as numerous offices throughout the county, including school board members, CSDs, and special district offices. The clerk recorder's office says that candidates must schedule an appointment before nomination documents can be issued. After an appointment is made, candidates will receive packet forms by email to complete and bring to their scheduled appointment. The filing deadline for write-in candidates is 5 p.m. on October 20th. CHP is reminding motorists to slow down and drive responsibly as they head out for the Independence Day weekend. CHP will be rolling out its holiday enforcement period to address unsafe driving and keep California roads safe this weekend. The enforcement period starts at 6 p.m. tonight and will go through July 5th at 11:59 p.m. with an emphasis on combating speeding. Among CHP's enforcement vehicles will be 100 low-profile, specially marked patrol vehicles that blend into traffic. CHP says reckless driving and speeding is incredibly dangerous as it slows down reaction time, increases crash severity, and can lead to serious or fatal consequences. During last year's 78-hour Independence Day holiday enforcement period, CHP officers responded to more than 850 high-speed-related crashes, with at least seven of those collisions fatal. In addition, officers made 1,311 arrests for driving under the influence. San Luis Obispo police arrest man for robbing elderly victim. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KVRL News Time is 6:10.
Junior, you know why my TV is turned down so low? Last week, I went down to see Peter Lucier, hearing aid specialists of the Central Coast. He's a nice young feller who tested my hearing. He had me try on these nearly invisible hearing aids. See? They ain't got no buttons or nothing. By gum, I hear like I'm 29 years old. Call Peter at Hearing Aid Specialists. Dial 805-460-7385. Or use your smartphone and go to slowcountyhearingaids.com.
KPRL News continues at 6:11. San Luis Obispo police responded to a report of a robbery involving an elderly victim on Monday at about 6:18 p.m. The incident took place on the 400 block of Prado Road. Following an investigation, police determined that the suspect, 60-year-old Anthony Smith, approached an elderly victim from behind. He placed his hands on the victim's shoulders and instructed him not to turn around. Smith then removed the victim's mobile phone, searched him for additional property, and then fled the area. The victim did not suffer any physical injuries, according to SLO police. Police found Smith near the intersection of Higuera Street and Granada Drive. They arrested him and recovered the victim's stolen phone. SLO police also arrested 42-year-old Benjamin Weldon of San Luis Obispo for felony vandalism this week. Police investigated about $7,000 worth of damage at High Street Deli at 350 High Street, where a blue marker had been used to write on outdoor tables and signs. Police used surveillance cameras to identify the suspect. He had also vandalized Lincoln Deli on Broad Street that same day. A child fell through a skylight in the ceiling of a San Luis Obispo grocery store on Madonna Road yesterday afternoon. Police and fire services responded to the incident at about 3:42 p.m. The child was transported by ambulance to a trauma center. No further information on the incident or the child's condition is available at this time. Emergency officials have confirmed a second drowning at Lopez Lake this year that occurred earlier this week. On Tuesday, witnesses reported that a man was swimming with his friends at the lake at about 4:15 p.m. when he appeared to be in distress and went underwater. Boaters were able to locate the man and pull him out of the water. He was identified as 20-year-old Nathan Martinez of Santa Maria. The county sheriff's office says CPR was performed on Martinez, and he was taken to a local hospital, later pronounced dead. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Athletics beat the Dodgers 7-1, the Giants over the Diamondbacks 6-4, the Cubs beat the Padres 23-3, the Tigers over the Yankees 6-2. Tonight, the Padres will face the Dodgers, the Angels will go against the Mariners. In California news, the Trump administration has filed lawsuits against California and Virginia over their new semi-automatic firearm restrictions. The new California law prohibits gun shops from selling certain handguns that can easily be made to be fully automatic. The Trump administration's acting attorney general, Todd Blanche, said, quote, "The Constitution is not a suggestion, and the Second Amendment is not a second-class right." A new California law has gone into effect that prohibits the use of sell-by dates on food products. Manufacturers must now use either best by or best if used by dates, which indicate dates for food quality and product safety, not for retailers on how long products can remain on the shelves. Governor Gavin Newsom signed a bill on Tuesday officially recognizing May 17th as Bruce Lee Day in California. This marks Bruce Lee as the first Chinese American to be honored with a day in California. Lee was born in San Francisco in 1940 and raised in Hong Kong. He later became a cultural icon and filmmaker. Local news was sponsored by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. KPRL News Time is 6:14.
Hi, everybody. It's time for your Landed Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nemitz. Well, this week, the Securing Agriculture's Workforce Act was introduced in the House of Representatives, uniting a broad coalition of dairy, specialty crop, and farm and ranch groups behind the new attempted overhaul of the H-2A program. Now, supporters Like House Agriculture Committee Chairman Glenn G.T. Thompson described the bill as common sense H-2A reforms that would amend the Immigration and Nationality Act by expanding access to the program, controlling costs, and streamlining the H-2A worker process. And if successful, it would also be the first H-2A workforce reforms in nearly 40 years.
This bill is years in the making, and its reforms are long overdue. You know, Congress has not updated the H-2A visa program since Ronald Reagan was president of the United States. And if you ask anyone who uses the program, they'll say that you can tell that.
Now, among the highlights, the legislation would allow workers to remain with the same employer for up to 350 days a year, making it a lot easier for year-round egg operations, including livestock operations, to utilize the H-2A program.
Hello, everybody. This is Ty Thompson, Northern Livestock Video here in Billings. We just concluded our big early summer special, 50,000 head of cattle on record-breaking prices for all classes with big, big demand. Our next sale is our big summertime classic that'll be July 20, 21, and 22. That consignment deadline is this coming Thursday on July the 2nd. If you want to be part of that catalog, get a hold of us at 866-616-5035. Go to northernlivestockvideo.com for all the details.
The best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they're, well, farming. It's easy to find them during the day as most farmers are behind the wheel of their pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station for the Ag Information Network of the West News. So reach real farmers right here, right now, as they listen to what's important to their farm operation. Give us a call and we'll connect you with our local farming community. They trust us, so they'll trust you.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nimitz.
The Downtown Paso Robles Main Street Association reminds you there's always something exciting to experience downtown. From world-class wine tasting lounges to live entertainment, artisan shops, restaurants, and fine arts to a variety of seasonal events. Whether you're a resident, local business, or a visitor, Downtown Paso Robles is where everything comes together.
Downtown, everything's waiting for you.
Go to PasoRoblesDowntown.org.
Hey, this is Linda from Steve Schmidt Topsoil. We've been your family-owned and operated neighborhood landscape materials yard for over 40 years, and we invite you to come let us help you with your do-it-yourself landscape projects. Our friendly staff is ready to assist you with design ideas to create the yard of your dreams. Come see us at Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101 on Ramada in Paso Robles.
KPRL News continues at 6:18. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, bringing you truly high-speed internet faster than satellite and DSL with no data limits. 805-995-4181. The U.S. Department of Agriculture Farm Service Agency will host a workshop for California farmers and ranchers to discuss Stage 2 of the Supplemental Disaster Relief Program. The virtual event will be held July 9th, 10 to 11 a.m., The 2025 American Relief Act, which Congress passed in late 2024, provides more than $16 billion in disaster relief payments to farmers who suffered revenue, quality, or production losses to crops, trees, bushes, or vines due to qualifying disaster events in calendar years 2023 and 2024. The application deadline has been extended to August 12th. The workshop will provide an opportunity to learn more about the program. Registration is required and can be completed online. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast. 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Traffic report brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Thursday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. Weather sponsored by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. Clouds this morning, then sunny for the afternoon. Highs in the mid-70s, southwest winds at 15 to 20 miles per hour. Clear to partly cloudy skies tonight, lows in the upper 40s. West-southwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow, highs in the mid-80s. Southwest winds at 15 to 20 miles per hour. Extended forecast is partly cloudy on Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. Sunny skies Tuesday through Thursday next week. Low 80s Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. Mid-80s on Tuesday. Upper 80s Wednesday. 88 a week from today. Currently, it is 53 degrees and cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather was brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. KPRL News Time is 6:20.
Well, Rich London, it's spring. If I need a mattress, why should I spring into the mattress specialist?
If you look around, you're going to see mattresses everywhere in this store.
We're talking to Rich London, the mattress specialist.
They are stacked up almost to the ceiling, and I'm not kidding. And they're all on sale right now because I've got too much stock and I need to move it. So come on down quick and save big.
Enjoy the special springtime savings at the mattress specialist at 13th and Riverside in Paso Robles.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Taylor Riggs, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Job creation cooled last month. There were just 57,000 new jobs created in June, fewer than expected, though the unemployment rate declined to 4.2%. Economists were predicting job growth of 110,000 and the unemployment rate holding at 4.3%. The Labor Department says employment continued to trend up in professional and business services, social assistance, and health care. However, employment declined in leisure and hospitality. The weekly update on new claims for unemployment benefits was little changed, declining by 1,000 to 215,000 last week. Crude oil prices remain at cooler levels this morning. West Texas Intermediate at $67 a barrel. The global benchmark Brent crude is at 70. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda. Invested in you.
Most investments today feel like second jobs. Real estate? You're a landlord. Stocks? You're a day trader. Crypto? You're a full-time researcher. You've got a life to live. Your investment should help you live it. That's why more Americans are choosing gold. Noble Gold has helped thousands protect their future with real physical gold. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com to get your free wealth protection kit. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I am Central Coast Attorney Dave Durringer, and I believe in faith, family, and freedom. Without faith and family, there is no freedom. So the mission of my law firm, Protective Law Corporation in Morro Bay, is to help families grow family power by transmitting life, fortune, and honor to descendants. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all trusts are not created equal, that they are endowed by their creator with certain alienable rights, that among these are powers to defer, avoid, or shift taxation, to shelter assets from creditors, that to secure these rights, trusts are created by me. If you are serious about asset protection and family protection, call me, Dave Durringer of Protective Law Corp in Morro Bay. Dial 805-225-5105 or just click on my phone number at lawnews.tv. Again, lawnews.tv, LAWNEWS.TV.
Celebrate the 4th of July and America's 250th birthday with your friends, family, and neighbors at Barney Schwartz Park in Paso Robles, Saturday, July 4th, starting at 4. Enjoy the Family Fun Zone, live music by Garden Party and Steppin' Out, and a food truck zone all day long until the stunning fireworks show at dark. Parking and admission are free, so come celebrate America at Barney Schwartz Park on July 4th in Paso Robles. Find out more at prcity.com/July 4th. That's prcity.com/July and the number 4.
When it comes to sustainable energy systems and service, Central Coast residents trust Solarponics. Marilyn from Templeton says, quote, Solarponics installed our system almost 20 years ago. There are occasions when your system needs to be serviced. With Solarponics, work is completed quickly with knowledge and skill. This is as important a part of a solar company as the original installation. Thank you, Marilyn, for your Google review. When we install a sustainable energy system, we're installing a lifetime of as important service. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Attention Central Coast homeowners. Is your water heater over 7 years old? If so, replace it with a heat pump water heater before it fails and save thousands in energy costs. Plus, new rebates cover up to 80% of the cost. Call or click to get a free, no-hassle quote today. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Email into the studio, kevin@kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com. Freedom of Speech brought to you by Attache Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore, the perfect Central Valley staycation with outstanding gas prices. All right, call or text 238-5775-238-KPRL to join us on this Thursday edition. Right choice. Medicare. Eric's going to be in and for Karen this afternoon. Sound off 12:30 till 2. So enjoy that all here on The Right Choice, KPRL. By the way, for those of you that may be heading out on the roads this weekend, remember there will be a closure. It started yesterday, and it will remain in effect through October 1st. And that is if you're heading that way to passing the Gaviota rest area along the Highway 101. It is closed. And the reason why it is closed is because of lack of available water needed for full operation of the facility. So, again, just a little heads up for you. Which, by the way, just for the heck of it, since I saw that, not on social media, obviously, because I don't do that, but are rest areas a waste of money? We know that we have spent millions of dollars here in the North County, the Shandon, and then up north are redoing that. Are they, at this point, needed anymore? Most people say yes, because they, people that are drowsy and so forth, they can pull over, and not everybody wants to stop at a McDonald's and do what they need to do or buy anything. They are just wanting to pull over and rest, adjust things or something like that, although it does cost a lot of money. And the other side is that the constant cost, and they've become more dangerous, particularly at night, which is not, you know, surprising and so forth. So anyway, that was just something that came up when I saw this article this morning. So anyway, some argue that rest areas is because of the financial burden, and many of them aren't operational or they're inconsistent. And because, you know, we have these modern, the mega truck stops, they do the same thing. And they are helping the economy as well instead of draining from the economy. So anyway, I think I've only stopped at once or twice in my life. That's it. So perhaps you have some other thoughts regarding that. Also, yesterday we had a conversation. It was in the 8 o'clock hour on the danger. Well, not necessarily the dangers of firework, but how far do we go regarding fireworks? And that was the question I kept asking. And I wasn't disagreeing with them, but I was just asking the question. Well, how far do we go? How far do we go? If we can save one, we need to implement the law. When we get, and I remember G. Gordon Liddy saying this, it's not wise to implement laws based on immediate emotions. In other words, if something happens, you don't initiate a law the next day. That's just an example, obviously, that doesn't happen. To think about long term, and then also the proverbial foot in the door. So how far do we go? Okay, so, and again, I was just asking. I wasn't necessarily disagreeing with him. So I came up and I found this yesterday after I got off the air. Labor Day and New Year's Day are statistically the deadliest United States holidays. Labor Day tops emergency room visits with nearly 50,000 trips. New Year's brings the highest spike in fatal drunk driving crashes. The 4th of July is also highly lethal due to, of course, fireworks and heavy highway traffic. Okay, on Labor Day, you have the drownings, the boats. Unfortunately, we just had this high speed. So the end of the summer travel increases volume and people drink heavily on boats or on the road. New Year's, I think we can probably figure that one out the same. And the 4th of July, obviously, fireworks-related burns and impaired driving. Now, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration ranks Independence Day as the top day for driving fatalities. So keep that in mind. And so you have that. And then also, Thanksgiving is the peak day for home cooking fires, while Christmas Day and New Year's Day are the leading days for total home fires and candle-related fires. And again, additionally, July 4th causes the highest spike in outdoor fires and wildfires, obviously due to fireworks. So our holidays are expensive and can be deadly and extremely dangerous. So you have that. The United States Fire Department responds to an average of over 12,000 home fires involving barbecues and grills each year. Okay, and now this includes a combination of buildings and outdoor fires, and it causes an average of 15 deaths and obviously millions of dollars in property damage annually. Gas grills cause 76% of all of these, and charcoal about 13%. So if we were to look at these numbers and say, my goodness, we have people dying, we have millions, if not billions, of dollars in property damage, what can we do? How many more laws can we implement to keep this from happening? After all, the famous Jack O'Connell, if we can save just one. So how far? The police and fire, they do an outstanding job of warning us on the do's and don'ts. We have websites now you can go on if you can't figure out what you're doing in life, so you need help regarding fires and flames and so forth. And yet we continue to do that. So how many more laws can you implement to keep these type of things from happening? You can say you'd like to see them all go away, but I mean, we need to be realistic. So anyway, maybe some thoughts regarding these types of issues. And speaking of fires and heat, no pun intended, you probably have been hearing stories. We have the big heat wave going on in the Midwest and the Northeast as well. Well, the Mid-Atlantic as well. And then over in Europe. Okay. So I've always gotten a kick out of the weather ever since I moved to California, because we always get bombarded with news stories of the terrible December and January snow in Buffalo, New York. That's been happening forever. People there, they know how to deal with it, and they get acclimated because they grew up and live there. Because anytime there would be a hurricane warning in Florida, I would call my parents. Anytime there's going to be a blizzard warning when my brother was living in New York, I would call him. He'd say, Kevin, in both cases, it's overrated. It's overrated. But more on the heat in just a second. We got to go to the phone lines. Hi, good morning.
Morning, Kevin. I'm going to take you in a different direction here. And this is a question. I know you hate getting questions, but I'm just kind of throwing it out there. What are the benefits of citizenship? what do I get as a citizen that's different from anybody else? I'm trying to figure that out. I've been bothered the last couple of days after the decision by the Supreme Court, the birthright citizenship decision. And it reminds me of a question I heard years ago. What's the difference between a man named Dred Scott and a mule? Because that's what it goes back to. And a lot of, I don't know how many people notice, and Clarence Thomas, I think, brought this up in his dissent with the Dred Scott decision, which was a major event that led to the Civil War that changed the map. Determined, the Supreme Court determined that blacks, not only were they property under the Fifth Amendment, but also they went further. Roger B. Taney, the Supreme Court Justice at the time, went further and said not only are blacks property, he said that blacks aren't citizens and had no standing in the court. So he basically said no black should be challenging any kind of status because they didn't have any standing in the court, so they weren't citizens.
Well, let me just jump in there. When was the 3/5 compromise? What year was that?
That was at the Constitutional Convention.
Okay.
And it was based on for representation. They never intended for blacks to be citizens. What happens, the South was not going to join in to under the Constitution, because if you go back, this is fascinating stuff, if you go back to the House of Representatives, House of Representatives based on population, and the North had more people. You look at the population centers, you know, you go New York, Philadelphia, Boston, they had a huge population, so they were going to have more political power in the House. And that's where the power of the purse is. The House, your spending and taxation bills start in the House. And that was a big problem leading up to the Civil War as well, tariffs, because the North would put these tariffs on the South. And remember, we're one of the only countries that doesn't tax exports. And that was another compromise that was made, so the South would come into the new Constitution.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that, because I think what gets lost in the history of the Civil War is, yes, slavery, everybody knows that, but the North was really putting the screws to the South.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't think that that's mentioned enough.
The tariff of abominations. The South, South Carolina, they were the first state to secede from the Union, but going back 30, 40 years prior to that, they had the tariff of abominations, where they threatened to leave. They said, hey, you know what, we are not going to follow the nullification crisis. We're not going to comply with these tariffs because we think we're getting abused. And that's when Andrew Jackson, as president, even though he may have been sympathetic with the South, said, this union's not breaking up under me. I think he literally threatened to go down to South Carolina and hang John C. Calhoun from the first tree. And I think John C. Calhoun was his vice president one time. So, yeah, this is the tariffs, and that goes back to, that's what's dressed into the states' rights, because states are saying, hey, we should be able to determine certain things, and if we think federal law is abusive or whatnot, we should be able to nullify it. And it's just fascinating stuff, and it goes back to how we set up the Constitution, the House of Representatives, and the power that goes on. And so the 3/5, going back to the 3/5 compromise, the Southerners said, hey, we're going to get killed on representation in the House. So they said, and I think it was Northerners that said, because they knew that the importance of leading the Articles of Federation, which was a weak form of government, hey, we got to get this thing going. And it was, I think it was Northerners that said, hey, 3/5 will count slaves towards 3/5 a person based on representation. Didn't mean they were 3/5 a person, but it was towards representation.
Mm-hmm. Well, and, I forget. I think there was a Northern state or two that thought about seceding as well.
Oh, yeah, there's one point, yes. Yes, there's some people that wanted to get out in the North, and I think one of them was Massachusetts, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm.
And going back to this Dred Scott thing, though, Clarence Thomas accurately talked about in his dissent that the reason you had to have the 14th Amendment, whenever you have a Supreme Court decision, because they established that blacks weren't citizens, whenever you have a Supreme Court decision, the only way that I understand that you can reverse a Supreme Court decision, because the Supreme Court is the arbiter of the Constitution, they interpret the Constitution, is either you have to have an amendment that changes the Constitution, or a subsequent court has to revisit it and reverse a previous decision. And I think some people say you can have legislation, but I think that's very, very difficult. But so those two primary ways, so they had to come up with that 14th Amendment to make all these freed slaves citizens. And that's what it was about. And it was never meant that anybody that came into the country or anybody that came in and had children or anything like that would be citizens. And I think Clarence Thomas is getting maligned a little bit by people for bringing that up. But that's exactly what it was for. And that's where I come back to. And I'm kind of thinking, what benefits do we have as citizens that others don't? And I'll say one more thing. I think one of these, the lady that just got elected in Colorado, or one of those communists that got elected in New York, I heard them say, and I think you were on the radio in a break, a news break, said that something about it's not just, citizenship is not just for those born here. And basically it sounded like anybody that wants to come to this country should enjoy the benefits of a citizenship, whether they come legally, illegally, but they should enjoy the benefits of citizenship. So there's that thought out there, and I think that Amy Coney Barrett and Roberts and I think Kavanaugh, I don't know why they got on board with this.
Well, here's, you know, again, I like to reference Alex Alexiev, who used to be on Sound Off. He warned us, you know, I'm going back 15 years, that, you know, kind of like Khrushchev did, we will destroy ourselves within. If you think about this decision from the Supreme Court, and if nothing is done about it in, you know, probably through what, 50, 75, maybe 100 years, the United States of America will not exist as we know it now.
Yeah. That's a major blow. Major blow.
You know, you asked me about, you know, the benefit of, you know, American citizenship and so forth. So, you know, I was kind of thinking about it while listening is, okay, so I have the right to vote. I can't be deported. And I have the advantages of being able to just achieve in America and all these other things. And maybe also, if needed, and if I need assist from the government, I can get it through whatever programs they are available because I'm an American citizen. So all those things that I just mentioned, who can't get them even if they're not an American citizen?
Right. Right.
So I'm not, and again, I don't want people to, you know, oh, did you hear what Kevin said here? So really, having a United States citizenship, other than being able to be proud to say that I was born here, I think maybe you were asking me because it really doesn't make a difference anymore, does it?
It doesn't. It doesn't. I think that decision, along with the decision that Mississippi, the voting that we do here in California as well, I think those two decisions have just, I don't want to use a strong word, that have killed the United States, but it's gone a long way. And if, you know, you want to go back to Barack Obama fundamentally changing, it's changed. It's changed it. And for people that have Americans that believe in this country, that have, you know, in their way have assimilated into the beliefs and the culture of this country, that they're really trying to get rid of that. And I think they just did there are two major blows given the last few days that have really changed it, that America has changed. And we'll see. I don't think it's going to be for the better, but I know as a citizen, I'm kind of going, what benefit do I have? And it really bothers me, and I'll be honest with you, Kevin, as a black man, going back to that 14th Amendment and what it was actually intended to make blacks citizens and distinguished us from others. And remember, Indians, Native Americans, did not get citizenship until 1924. So they were here, but they didn't. I heard somebody really speaking on this really well. Because they didn't assimilate. They had their own. They weren't under the jurisdiction of the United States. They weren't under the authority of the United States, so they didn't get citizenship. And I kind of look back on that, and I'm going, it's really a special thing that happened at the end of the Civil War to where I can have citizenship.
Okay, so there's been a huge difference in the people coming in, illegal. Who is How many people are coming here that assimilate?
Not very many.
I think one of the main reasons is because the government allows them not to assimilate. We spend hundreds of millions of dollars to give them the opportunity to not speak the language of the country that they wanted to come to.
Right.
We tolerate that. We print things in different languages so they don't have to learn the language. We have to have, you know, the interpreters at schools because we don't force them to learn the language of the country that they decided to come to benefit themselves. So we keep, it's like a lot of things with the social programs in this country. We keep handicapping people. We think we're helping them, but we're not.
From what I understand, you can serve on locally, you can serve on boards of education or city councils. You can get driver's licenses. I think in some places they're saying, hey, you can vote. You get entitlement. You get access to entitlement programs. We spend a lot of money on people that come into this country here illegally in California.
Well,
and there's a lot of stuff that you have access to without being a citizen.
Right. Particularly, you say the schools, they're inundated. The emergency rooms, the medical care.
You can get health care, right.
We have it in this state. It's costing us billions of dollars, and we keep getting taxed more. Because they don't have to assimilate.
Every so often I called up and I've said this, and, we started off here prior to the revolution. We were subjects. We were subjects to the king. We were at the whim of the crown, Great Britain. And then we became citizens. The country fought a revolution, and we got citizenship rights. We are quickly going back to subjects.
Yes, we are. And the frustrating part for many people is, why don't they see it, or don't they care? Because they can't control their own lives or have no direction on which way to go. So they're, please help me. Have they been brainwashed into thinking that, well, you're not getting to where you want to be in life because, you or me are interfering with them. We achieved more than they did, so it's somebody else's fault. Is that part of it?
I just think that, in a way, I've been brainwashed to think that government is supposed to provide, your life, to finance your life, and I think that at some point people got that idea. The other day you were talking about, I think you brought it up, these things always pique my curiosity. You're talking about the Declaration of Independence and Thomas Jefferson, who borrowed from John Locke. And John Locke said that government was obligated to protect your life, liberty, and property. And obviously Jefferson changed that to life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. Can you imagine if he would have kept property in there? But it might not be much different. I think that people have that mentality that government is supposed to protect and provide. I think people would have got the idea that it's supposed to provide property for you. And I think that we have that kind of mentality that government is supposed to get. And that's why we have a lot of people coming here, because they know that they can get. So we have people coming here from other countries that are committing fraud and sending money back to those countries. They know the kind of grift they can get if they come here. And for whatever reason, and I think the Democrats are starting to figure it out right now, when they're seeing that they're getting moved out, because now the people they've gotten in bed with, the really, really far left, are now electing communists and removing, if you want to say, just the far left people from these progressives from positions. And Democrat Party, they're going to be sending people, they are sending people now to these major elections that are going to be communists. They're not going to be just these progressives. Now that I don't know if you heard last week, the Democrat Party was starting to spout capitalism certain things because they can see the issue coming down the pike.
I think deep inside that the progressives were communists. They were just waiting for something to allow it to be in the forefront and not get tarred and feathered for it. Now it's in your face. You can't do a damn thing, so I don't care.
Yeah.
All right, I'm up against the clock. I appreciate the call.
Okay, take care.
All right, we're going to exit stage left.
Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage in Atascadero, voted the best mortgage company in North County. San Luis Obispo police responded to a report of a robbery involving an elderly victim on Monday at about 6:18 p.m. A man approached an elderly victim from behind, placed his hands on his shoulders, and instructed him to not turn around as he stole the victim's phone. Police found the suspect, 60-year-old Anthony Smith, later that day. He was arrested, and the victim's phone was recovered. CHP will be entering its holiday enforcement period starting tonight at 6 p.m. and running through July 5th at 11:59 p.m. CHP will focus on combating speeds. Last year, officers responded to more than 850 speed-related crashes, with at least 7 collisions fatal. CHP wishes everyone a safe Independence Day weekend. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds this morning, then sunny. Highs in the mid-70s. It's 53 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage of Atascadero. Ready to help you with conventional FHA, VA, or reverse mortgage. Call 805-466-3598.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Sue Guzman. Russia launching a large-scale attack on Ukraine's capital with missiles and drones, killing at least 13 and wounding 86 others. President Trump marking the opening of the Theodore Roosevelt Presidential Library in Medora, North Dakota.
His chest swelled with American optimism, confidence, enthusiasm, pride. His heart beat with an unyielding sense of America's destiny.
Roosevelt, a New York native, credited his rise to the presidency on his time living in North Dakota.
Fox's Jared Halpern and millions of Americans across 20 states under a life-threatening heat dome today.
Forecasters are expecting Friday heat indices of 105 in Raleigh, North Carolina, 109 in Memphis, Tennessee, and 110 in Washington, D.C. Extreme heat is the number one weather-related killer in the U.S.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers, America's listening to Fox News.
As the markets have their ups and downs, real estate remains one of the most stable assets in everyone's portfolio. Hi, this is Cindy Mims, owner broker of Colony Mortgage, voted best mortgage company in North County 3 years running. We offer conventional FHA, VA, and reverse mortgages and 100% purchase loans for first-time home buyers. Are you a builder and tired of the red tape when dealing with banks and expensive hard money loans? I have a great new option. Or are you 62 years or older? You can possibly eliminate your monthly mortgage payment and get cash in your pocket. At Colony Mortgage, we have hometown service with competitive rates. We have years of experience with creative financing to find that right loan for you. If it's credit issues stopping you, let us help. We moved from our 20-year Atascadero location and now offer two convenient locations to meet personally in Atascadero and Paso Robles. Call 805-466-3598. Thank you for supporting your local businesses.
7 minutes away from 7, KPRL Sports brought to you by the Mattress Specialists.
World Cup 2026 on Wednesday. Team USA advanced to the round of 16 with a 2-0 win over Bosnia-Herzegovina in Santa Clara. Fuller and Balogun put the U.S. on top just before halftime, then took a red card before the drinks break in the second half. But even down a man, the U.S. was able to add to its lead. Malik Tillman converting a free kick in the 82nd minute. The U.S. will meet Belgium on Monday in Seattle, where yesterday the Belgians rallied from down 2 goals late to top Senegal 3-2 in added extra time. Yuri Tielemans tied it in the 89th minute, then won it on a penalty kick in stoppage time of AET. In Atlanta, England got 2 second-half goals from Harry Kane to trip DR Congo 2-1. 3 more games today, and then 3 more tomorrow to wrap up the round of 32. Baseball, the Cubs pummeled the Padres 23-3. Chicago belted 8 home runs. Yes, the wind was blowing out to center field. 3 of them came off the bat of Dansby Swanson, including a grand slam.
To be able to play this game, the opportunity to be able to play this game, God's blessed me with ability and just the blessing to be able to be here. And so just going to keep running with that thing.
Michael Conforto launched a pair. Junior Caminero homered for the sixth straight game as the Rays ran their winning streak to 7 with a 4-0 whitewash of the Royals. Guardians ripped the Rangers 9-4 to end a six-game run for Texas, while the Tigers sent the Yankees to their seventh consecutive loss, 6-2 in 11 innings. NBA free agency is on, but a couple of blockbuster trades have dominated the talk this week. First, the Clippers agreed to send Kawhi Leonard to the Raptors for Brandon Ingram, Grady Dick, and a bag full of draft picks. Then yesterday, the Celtics sent Jaylen Brown to the Sixers for Paul George, 2 number 1s and 2 number 2s. At Wimbledon, straight set wins for men's number 1 and defending champion Sinner, as well as 3-seed Canadian Felix Auger-Aliassime and 7-seed Novak Djokovic. Women's top seed Aryna Sabalenka won her second round match as well, as did Americans number 4 Jessica Pegula and 7-seed Coco Gauff. That's Thursday Sports.
Sports was brought to you by the Mattress Specialist. Sleep tight each and every night.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Michael's Optical in Atascadero. Mid-70s today, sunshine. Clear to partly cloudy, whatever that means. Mostly clear, really. Lows right around 40. No, not, excuse me, not 40. Oh, boy. 50. And then we'll be in the mid-80s on your Friday for your July 4th. Enjoy, enjoy, enjoy. We'll be in the low to mid-80s. Same on Sunday and Monday. Tuesday, mid-80s. Wednesday, upper 80s. And could hit 90 a week from today. Today's UV index will be 11. Up and down, 5:52 a.m., 8:23 p.m. We are at 53. Weather was brought to you by Michael's Optical, proudly serving you since 1979.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
Hoot, 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 hoot.
World Famous Pet Alert is brought to you by Uncle Ed's in Atascadero. They are your San Luis Obispo County wide approved concealed carry training team. As we check in to see what animals may be out and about and get them home safe and sound, that's what we should do, being responsible and so forth, helping out the whole kit and caboodle. All right, as I look to my left, there's nothing to report. By the way, the office will be closed tomorrow. Chris, obviously I'm way behind time here, so you are off the hook until Tuesday.
Whew. You know, who knows what will happen Tuesday as well, so I might be off the hook till Wednesday.
Well, no, because you're going to be using your brains all weekend down there at that convention, so you'll may lose some of the brain power, don't you think?
Perhaps. I guess we'll see what my tank's at when we get back.
All right. Okay, I'll ask you a sports question then. All right, if you lose one or find one, give us a call here at the station Monday through Fridays, 238-1230 or reception at kprl.com. The world-famous pet alert was brought to you by Uncle Ed's Outfitters in Atascadero. Simply go to AtascaderoGunShop.com. All right, we got to get on this because I have no time. Trivia brought to you by Joe's Place, Paso Robles in Templeton, and the One Niner Diner. You're qualified for a gift certificate. Contest rules do apply. They are on file. All right, let's see here. 4th of July. Let's see here. Oh, okay, here it is. Now, the bald eagle became the official national bird of the United States in 2024. That was a law that was signed, finally. What is the national mammal? This was a 2016 law named, and it named the as the country's national animal. The bald eagle is the bird. The rose is the national flower. All right. So what is the national mammal of the United States since it was signed into law in 2016? 238-5775, 238-KPRL. If you thinks you knows it. All right. Here we go to the phone line. Hi. Good morning.
Good morning. Bison.
Yes, it is. The bison. Good for you, sir. Good for you. May I have your name, please?
Bob Smith.
Bob Smith. All right, Bob. And you are down as our qualifier, so enjoy your day and have a very happy 4th of July.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Yep, the bison. Chris, I didn't know that. Did you know that?
No, I didn't. I was trying to think of what the answer could be, but you know what? I can't think of anything more appropriate than bison. Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil on Ramada Drive. The candidate filing period for the November 3rd general election in San Luis Obispo County will open July 13th and run through August 7th. Candidates must schedule an appointment with the Clerk Recorder's Office to be issued nomination documents. Emergency officials have confirmed a second drowning at Lopez Lake this year that occurred earlier this week on Tuesday. Witnesses reported that the man was swimming at about 4:15 p.m. before he drowned. He was recovered and sent to a hospital, but died there. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds this morning and sunny, highs in the mid-70s. It's 53 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101.
You know, one can't help but think a little bit. You know, the bison, the ruggedness of this country, the history and so forth and so on. But as we have so-called evolved, I wonder if anybody has thought about maybe changing it to the weasel or snake, something along those lines. All right, two more to go. This hour brought to you by Paso Tile and Stone. You simply can't beat their prices on stone, porcelain, granite, quartz, and lots more.
The number one choice for news. This is KPRL Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 7 o'clock.